The plan by Cook Aquaculture to raise native steelhead and its net pens in Puget Sound faces more legal action. Opponents have launched an appeal before Washington's Supreme Court. The story from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Washington State is phasing out net pen farming of non-native fish after Cook Aquaculture's net pen collapse in 2017. But Cook still has leases with the state, and the Department of Fish and Wildlife approved the company's request to use them for sterilized steelhead without requiring a new environmental impact statement. Several groups challenged that decision, but a lower court upheld it, deferring to the expertise of the agency. Kurt Beardsley with the Wild Fish Conservancy says now the plaintiffs are taking it straight to the Supreme Court.
It is really hard to get past the courts just relying on the management agencies putting their hands up and saying, we need to defer to your opinions.
Cook's net pen collapse released more than 250,000 non-native Atlantic salmon into Puget Sound. The groups challenging Cook's latest plan say a significant number of the domesticated steelhead could still reproduce and pose risks to native salmon and orcas. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.